was looking expectantly at the latte macchiato glass that sat beneath it. The white, thickly frothed oat milk in it had just been supplemented by a final shot of strong coffee. "Well, are you through with your novel?" he asked when he noticed Marcia, adding a dash of vanilla syrup to the drink and staring. Marcia smiled. How beautiful those birds were. How shiny and black. And how beautiful the park was in the evening mood. Where are you, sis? Let's go. William had come up beside her and put his arm around her. She did likewise, and so they walked arm in arm toward her parents, who were already waiting at the crossroads, smiling at their children. Together they crossed the street, and then it was only a few meters to New Italy, in front of which Grace and her husband Freddie were already waiting for them and waved. The greeting turned out to be very warm. It's been months since we've seen each other, you two, exclaimed Grace, after greeting Mom and Dad, embracing Marcia and William. That's why it's about time, replied William cheerfully, also hugging Freddie, who patted him on the shoulder and remarked with a wink, a few more months, young man, and you'll be taller than me. William laughed and replied something, while Marcia peered curiously through a window into the pizzeria. Then, as they entered in, a wonderful aroma hit them. It smelled of crispy baked dough, of parmesan, melted almond cheese, of olive oil and mushroom, and spinach, and many other delicious ingredients. Marcia held her nose up and sniffed with relish. Her mother grinned. Well, my child, remember how excited you used to get when you were a little girl and there was pizza? Just now, you looked very much like your old self. The small group burst into laughter for a brief moment, securing the attention of all the guests. And It was a